And welcome to this Purple Project Podcast Post-Gaz Edition. Yes, there's too many P's in there. The PPBD Edition of the podcast. Welcome inside Eddie Greer, K-State Nation, the Purple Project Podcast. All about covering all things K-State. Coming at you on this in the work week, Friday, August 12, 2022. And later on tonight, be out to look out for the newest weekly edition of this podcast, episode 113. And I gotta apologize to you guys now. My allergies kicked in towards the end of that episode, so I apologize ahead of time about that. But still good information now as we basically near the end of K-State roster wrap up there on that. As well as talk about soccer and football. And speaking of soccer, well, postcast. Yes, I mentioned that. The second postcast of the week. And I missed play this one. That's my fault. I thought this Wyoming game was supposed to be on Saturday. Apparently it was not. I need to be paying more attention to that. But, however, K-State loses in their last preseason matchup before their next Thursday night tilt against Big Ten opponent Northwestern. They lose to Wyoming at Wyoming 2-1 after falling behind 1-0 after the first half of that match. First 1-0. And then led by freshman in here, Andrea Moeller scored the lone goal for K-State in this one in the second half of the contest, which tied the game in the 5 minutes in. 5 minutes in. 30 minutes, 60, trying to think here, no, 45, no, isn't it 45, trying to think here, it's not 30, that's my fault, 40, it's got to be 40-ish, yeah, 40 minutes, 40, yep, that's about right, I think, yeah, sure, it's been a minute trying to count backwards here, yeah, so it would be 40 minutes a half, so, and then you got the plus 3 minutes or whatnot. Yeah, I still don't understand the whole additional extra time or whatnot, but it is what it is. Yeah, so second half early, Andrea Moeller, a freshman to this new to this K-State team, scored within the 65th minute, and then Wyoming answered right back there, countered with it with a Haley Rice goal, which put the Cowgirls back up 2-1. K-State had multiple opportunities to tie the game there, just missed, I believe, by Jasmine Brown, who nearly tied the game late in this match. Couldn't do it there. And the goalkeeper for Wyoming made a big-time save there, which preserved Wyoming a preseason win there for them. Meanwhile, K-State loses that after winning 1-0 here in Manhattan, Kansas, against Missouri State last weekend. So 2-1, Wyoming pulls it out there in a press release. This happened on Wednesday night, so I should have been on top of this. But obviously, I shouldn't make excuses, but with everything else going on, I kind of misplayed it on the schedule. That's my fault on that. But we're getting caught up here on the postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Mike DeBeni on his effort from his team that he saw. Quote, I thought we did a nice job of creating good chances. Their keeper did a nice job of keeping them at bay. Those game changers came in and created a spark for us at different moments in the game, especially when you're traveling. It's a tough environment. We went through stretches where we were trying to get the girls on the field that can continue to be efficient and to build. There was a lot of lessons to be learned in this game. It was good for us. And then he goes on, quote, we definitely have enough depth. We definitely have the players that are versatile in numerous positions, which we haven't had in the past. We have to continue to figure out ways to mesh and gel as a unit and find those partnerships on the field consistently for longer periods of time, end quote, from head coach of K-State Soccer from the beginning, Mike DeBeni, which they will begin their official seventh season here at K-State beginning next Thursday night against Northwestern at Buser Family Park, 7 Central Time. Tickets are on sale for that still, I believe, as well. Yeah, there should be tickets there as well. I haven't heard of any sellouts at that. Yeah, so kind of previewing what you're going to hear on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 113 this week, which is going to come out later on today. We talk about, well, me and Alex talk about that. I mean, this is probably along the lines of Chris Klieman, the head coach of the football team. This is his, what I'm reading in that, this is their, and kind of looking at their roster last night, checking it out. And I have not mentioned Marissa Wetchel so far in this preseason. So that's saying something there. They're going to need her. Obviously, she led the team in goals, and second in that was Kyler Goings as well. So you got your number one, number two, have not scored in the preseason. So you're going to have to, if K-State's going to take the next level, and again, a mesh on the field, they're going to need those two girls along with everyone else. Let's not forget Ada Anderson, who scored last weekend here in Manhattan to key in on that win against Missouri State. But yeah, critical. Again, I shouldn't say critical is a big word, but you might as well put it as, right? When you build it from the ground up and now you say you have more talent on this team, that's saying something there, that you have to close in on these one-loss matches. And this is a perfect example of that. Unfortunately, the breaks did not go K-State's way. And this one, I know it's only preseason. Yes, preseason across the board, got NFL. Beginning there, continuing the preseason over the weekend and things like that. But yeah, K-State's preseason, K-State soccer preseason wrapped up, or I should say K-State women's soccer wrapped up their preseason Wednesday night as well. So yeah, Northwestern is what, 6-6-1. I read that stat last night for the weekly podcast there as well. So K-State's got an opportunity. Looking at the first four game matches here, you got Northwestern. Then you got Northern Colorado on Sunday, and we will have, that's next Sunday, I should say. So next Thursday, and then you got to turn around, you welcome Northern Colorado next weekend, and then you got two in the state of Texas. There is not against Texas, it's against other opponents, including, that includes University of Texas San Antonio in there as well. So looking at the first four, you have an opportunity to start on the right foot here. So I think Northwestern, you got to get past them, and we'll find out for sure. I mean, there's a good core of young ladies on this team that want to lead this group of girls to the next step. They've been around since the beginning. So again, you only lost four seniors last year, and you have 10 to 11 seniors on this year's team. So this year's team, women's soccer team by Mike Dimini, a lot of leadership there as well. So I'm intrigued for this team here to take it to the next step and correct the mistakes and turn those one losses into wins here. And yes, it's preseason. This doesn't matter much here, but a very intriguing matchup next Thursday night here in Manhattan. And you want to start everything on the right foot here, cut here as well. So looking forward to that matchup here, soccer match here at Family Boozer Family Park, I should say, next Thursday night, as the K-State women's soccer team will open up the 2022 campaign against Northwestern. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, Odyssey, Audio Boom, and a couple more podcasting platforms, as their K-State women's soccer kicks off their season next Thursday night under the lights here in the Little Apple. That's going to wrap things up on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Postcast Edition. I'm going to practice that, because that's going to be a tongue twister with all those P's in there as well. Eddie Greer, the third, K-State women's soccer, 1-1 in the preseason. Now they look forward to welcoming Big Ten opponent Northwestern. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. And yes, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Make sure you be on the lookout for episode 113 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly later on this evening. We're going to have coverage coming at you all weekend long as well. And be on the lookout for the start of a documentary series kicking off this weekend as well. A lot going on here for K-State and yours truly as well. That's going to do it for now. And I've got to get this one in there as well. Big week for the show next week. We're going to be playing two of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Editions. As well, we locked in on a special guest that will be coming out on Wednesday. And then, of course, our usual weekly edition on next Friday. So a bonus edition of the PPPW edition coming at you. Man, I'm excited for that as well. So that's kind of a cliffhanger there to make sure you're subscribed to this K-State podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Rose on.